The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this, what is it, the 14th day?
Yes.
Yeah, you hear that? The 14th day of August 2023. And so, back in the cage we have tonight, folks. This is Pledge Week. That's right, it's Pledge Week all week long. And we're here fighting to stay on the air because we got a lot of information we want to bring you. Boy, do we need your help to do that, because we're living in, as the Bible calls it, the evil day of the days of sorrow. And this is the time where we earn our stripes. This is when we run to this fight and we show our Savior what we're made of. So back in the phone booth, we have, with anticipation, waiting, watching, waiting for those little lights to light up so they can grab that phone. We have Randy, Frank, and Eric standing by. And then in between that, we got the glass cage. And some think that's where he belongs, in a glass cage. Anyhow, in a cage. But there he is in there with his bulldog. There's a resemblance, but, well, and that's Derek Venus. He's on the board. He's our producer tonight. Then you heard the cackle. Always cackling, but never any eggs. That's right. You got Glock and Load Lisa.
Good
right?
evening, everyone.
She's glocked in tonight. All righty. And then tonight here you got sitting in live. It's the first Monday of Pledge Week. She's always sitting in here with me because she knows I might need a nurse. I might need a nurse before the program's over with. Nurse Elaine Connolly.
Good evening, everyone.
Yep. So, anyhow, did you notice that when I introduced everybody except for Derek, him and the bulldog, neither one said anything?
I can rectify that right
now. There you go. You can bark if you want. All right. Go ahead and say something.
Have any of you guys ever seen Pastor in person? I have no idea what to say. I thought I was going somewhere with that, and nothing came to the head, and nothing, yeah, so.
Well, there you go. All right. That's an interesting question, right? So, anyhow, with that, phone lines are ringing. The number is 888-281-1110. Oh, did we forget somebody? I didn't forget him. Way out yonder, folks. Way out yonder. Well, now, I can't bring him up now because they're on the other lines, but we have, he's called the Missouri Legend, Pastor Joe Larson, also called the Backroads Parson. Here you go, Pastor Joe Larson. Are you there, Joe? There you go.
Glad to be with you, bad jokes and all.
Okay, well, you don't know what's going on in here. I've tried to bring you up. And, you know, you're just kind of hanging out there in space, aren't you?
I don't know what's going on. I could talk to the engineer just a few minutes.
We got you. The board lit up, so we had a hard time bringing you in. How's your volume tonight? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we need to increase your volume, Joe.
Okay. Now you're coming in better now. You were coming in very, very weak before. And so we got to get started. We have a lot to cover tonight. We really, really do. Now, we got to get at it. Do you know what the title of the message was?
Treason, Traitors, and the Fourth Reich.
And that's where we're going to get started, you know, because today, the moral climate in America has changed dramatically, drastically in recent years.
You mean it's in the toilet?
And unfortunately, it hasn't changed for the good, has it?
Well, no, it hasn't.
Treason against God and country have become the norm and no longer the exception. So the mainstream media is fine. They're fine with treason as long as it's against the right, as long as it's against the righteous. And they're willing to embrace treason as long as it's called by a different name. They like to use things like the narrative, whatever. But I had people asking me, I had a pastor say, would you preach a message on treason? Because, you know, we're living in those days. And, you know, God's Word, the Bible, if we don't know how to apply what we can learn and what the Bible is teaching us to our practical application until current events in our daily lives, then basically it would just be a history book, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But
it wouldn't be worth much. But it's a living word, and it is an eternal word. And it covers everything that goes on.
And there's nothing new under the sun, is it? What has been is going to be again, right? And so
exactly.
What is, has been, and will be again. And so here, we're going to start tonight. And let's take it verse by verse in Isaiah chapter 14, 12 through 15. And so.
All right.
Go ahead.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations?
Okay, so that's an interesting thing, son of the morning. And some of the other ones, in the New Age versions, is referred to as day star. Day star, they're referring to when it says, how art thou fallen from heaven? Oh, day star, okay. What's the problem with that?
Well, the bright and morning star is Jesus. He's actually just, it kind of means in Hebrew, it means the bright one.
Well, here, let me see that. Let's read that again. How art thou fallen from heaven, Lucifer, the morning, son of the morning. Okay, so they've changed that. Over in Revelations, the Lord Jesus is referred to as the day star.
Right.
When the day star rises in your heart, huh? So they literally, in the New Age versions, are referring to Satan as the Lord, huh?
Exactly.
And then in verse 13 says, for thou hast said in thine heart.
Isn't this word, though, when they use it here, isn't in the Latin designation of, meaning light bearer, or the Hebrew means bright one.
Well, the shining one. The word Lucifer shining in Hebrew one. Means shining one, okay?
Okay. I had a bright one, but shining one.
Yeah, well, they've changed that over there, Lucifer, but it is referred to son of the morning. They've referred to that as the day star. So anyhow, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And you just jump in, Elaine, if you have a question or comment.
Those are the angels.
The stars are angels. They're the angels. And I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation and the sides of the north. Do you know where that is?
The third heaven.
That's the third heaven. You're right.
Okay. Yep.
So he says, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds and be like the Most High. Who are the clouds?
The saints.
The saints. The saints are the clouds, right. And so he said he's going to be like God himself, huh?
Pretty much. He wants to be like God, yes, as God.
Okay. So now, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Now, what do you think? Now, here's a created being. And what do you think could possibly give him the idea with with this great intelligence that he was given, the idea that he could overtake his creator. There's an answer
pride.
To that.
Pride, simple pride.
Well, there's another explanation. It's called cosmogonies. Cosmogonies is what it's called. And do you know what cosmogonies is, Joe? He probably
do
thinks.
Do not remember, no.
Okay. That's the idea. That's the belief that both God and Satan himself, they were both created by the universe. Instead of God creating the universe.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And so they...
The universe created the two gods, kind of.
Right. That the universe created God. He come up out of these primeval waters. And then after billions of years, then what happened is the universe creates Satan. By this time, God is omnipotent, omnipresent. He's omniscient. He's all-powerful. And so when Satan shows up, God says, I made you, right? Now, who do you think, where did these teachings come from? Because they were out there. These teachings have gone back way before the days of the Lord Jesus himself. They were taught
by
this.
Good question, because the creation creating God, the most powerful entity in the universe, it's backwards, so it's totally ridiculous.
You'll find these in the old historic writings of the Sumerians. You'll find them in the historic writings of some of the Egyptians. In other ancient philosophies, you'll find this teaching of cosmogonies, which... But does the Bible give it any legitimacy at all?
No.
Not
none. I mean, it would be like a painting creating the artist, building, creating the engineer to design it. It makes absolutely no sense.
So now we're taking a look. We'll ask Elaine this. We'll see. Hey, Elaine, where did the first example or the first act of treason take place?
In the Garden of Eden.
No. It took place in the throne room of God. That's where Satan...
Okay, so Satan was before that.
All yep.
Right, got it.
But since you were in the garden, and while you were in the garden, who, Elaine, was the very first whistleblower?
The first whistleblower.
Yeah, you got to get up close to the mic.
I know. That's because I don't have an answer.
The answer was Adam. He blew the whistle on Eve.
Yep.
Remember what he said?
All right, yeah, that's true.
God says, hey, Adam.
The first thing.
How come you're hanging around out there naked, Adam? Huh?
Well, you sure are offering me a different perspective here.
Yeah, so now what happened? So what did Adam say? I was doing good. I mean, I was doing good. I had the giraffes and I had them lions and all that, and everything was going good. But then you gave me that woman, and
scooped it all up.
Yeah. And then he turned to the woman. What did he say? What's your excuse? And what did she say? The devil made me do it, right?
Do it.
It was the serpent. He beguiled me, huh? Right?
So what's his name didn't come up with that on his own? Who was it, that comedian that was always saying that devil made me do it? He took that from Eve.
Took that right from Genesis, didn't he?
Rodney James Dangerfield, wasn't it?
Yeah. Anyhow, so let's now, so we set up. We hadn't let. Let's take another look at treason. Let's go over to Judges chapter 9. Before we do that, we got to get the phone numbers out. I forgot. This is pledge night, and I didn't forget. But wow, let me see. We have Bob in New York. Well, first of all, Little Lisa pledges $125, and Bob in New York pledges $500. John in Minnesota pledges $77. And Deacon John pledges 100. All right, we're off to a start. 888-281. Amen. Very good. Thank you. 1110. That's 888-281-1110. That is the credit card line. And then we go over to 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And folks, anyone who pledges $1,000 or more gets their picture taken with Derek Venus and his bulldog. Derek's going to be more.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
All right. Very good. So 888-281-1110. Let's go over to Judges. Oh, no, Joshua 9.
Yeah, Joshua 9.
Yeah, Joshua 9. Okay. I'll get there in a minute. Okay. I'm turning the pages. Joshua chapter 9. Let's start and read verses 1 through 15. Go ahead, Joe, I'll let you read it.
All right. 1 through 15. And it came to pass, when all the kings which were on this side of Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys, and in all the coasts of the great sea over against Lebanon, the Hittite and the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, the Jebusite, heard thereof, that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done unto Jericho and to Ai, they did work willingly, and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their asses, and wine bottles, old and rent and bound up.
Okay, stop there for a minute. Okay, stop there, because we got to... The Gibeonites now, these were people that were in the land of Canaan. And just like all of those other kings that were in there in the land of Canaan, what did the Lord tell Joshua to do? He said, clear the land out from all of these people, all the inhabitants, run them out of there. Run them out of there, right?
Get them out totally.
Okay. Now, recently there had been a big battle with Ai. And so what happened there? Well, the Gibeonites saw, or they heard what took place out there, what happens when you go up against the God of Israel, right? Now,
yeah, that looked very good to them.
So they come up with this idea that they were going to go to Joshua and in Israel and say, look, you know, we come from a very far country because we heard what was going on here. And we came from a far country. And so what did they do? They went and they dressed themselves up. They got old food and worn shoes and clothes, made it look like they had been traveling for a long, long distance to come up. And they said, we've come here to serve you. But actually, they were inhabitants of the land of Canaan. And they didn't want to get run out. And they certainly didn't want to fight with Joshua, huh? So
they didn't,
so go ahead and pick it up in verse 5.
And old shoes and clotted upon their feet, and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy. And they went to Joshua unto the camp at Gilgal, and said unto him and to the men of Israel, we be come from a far country, now therefore make ye a league with us. And the men of Israel said unto the Hivites, peradventure ye dwell amongst us, and how shall we make a league with you? And they said unto Joshua, we are thy servants. And Joshua said unto them, who are ye, and from whence come ye? And they said unto him, from a very far country thy servants are come, because of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him, and all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond Jordan, to Sihon king of Hezbon, and to Og king of Bashan, which was at Ashtaroth. Therefore our elders and all the inhabitants of the country spake to us, saying, take victuals with you for the journey, and go to meet them, and saying to them, we are your servants, therefore now make ye a league with us. This is our bread we took hot for our provisions out of our houses on the day we came forth to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry and is moldy. And these bottles of wine which we filled were new, and behold, they be rent. And these garments and our shoes become old by reason of a very long journey. And the men took their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them and made a league with them to let them live. And the princes of the congregation swear unto them.
All right, now one more verse. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days, after they had made a league with them, that they heard that they were their neighbors.
Heard,
and they dwelt among them. So how would that apply to us today? Because you had the enemy living within. The enemy wasn't from a far country. The enemy was living from right there. And they were coming in.
What it is today, the enemy is within.
Okay.
Our greatest enemy.
So if he, now, are our worst, we'll ask Elaine to see. Hey, Elaine, our worst enemies the Chinese, the Russians, or the Democrats?
Democrats.
You're right. They're right here, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all among us.
Now, do the Democrats appreciate a Republican form of government so that for their protection, that they have this government for protection, this government that they have for all of their benefits and all of this, but then at the same time, what are they trying to do with our Republican form of government?
They basically want to take it down and turn us into a communist state.
So they're working from within. What were the Gibeonites going to do to Israel?
Take it down.
From within, huh?
Correct.
Okay. They were going to destroy it. So here now we see, is this, right now, do we see high treason in this country, what they call the January 6th committee? Was that a committee of high treasonous people on that committee who were all there to commit high treason against God and the American people?
Correct.
Where the 2 million patriots went to Washington, D.C. to stop the treason?
Yes, I was there.
Okay. Would you say that Mike Pence, who just recently came out and said that he would be glad to testify against President Trump, would you say that you feel he committed treason against not only the president, but us too?
Oh, most definitely. You know, he's in the midst of all the evil, and he's misrepresenting himself, and people are awake to it. He's getting booed off the stage every place he tries to speak.
Like Mitch McConnell.
In the public. Yeah. Correct.
All right. Mike in California pledges 100, folks. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Right now, we're right about 5,000 short. We're right. About 5,000 short of our goal. We need to raise another 5,000 before the end of the radio program tonight.
And when Pence refused to acknowledge the vote, you could see where Nancy Pelosi passed him some type of coin. And they both smiled, like, good job.
Yep, good job. You just betrayed. You sold him out right now. And so,
sold out the American people.
Yep, no. They're trying to say that Trump knew that he didn't just believe, that he really didn't believe that the election had been stolen, that he knew it wasn't stolen. What about the 2 million people that showed up there? Did they know the election wasn't stolen?
We were there basically to protest the election being stolen.
So all of those that say the election was not stolen, or would you say that they're liars and there's no truth in them?
I would believe that they're ignorant. They're refusing to look at all the data, and there is sufficient information out there to prove that the election was stolen. And, you know, absentee ballots, incorrect counts, people coming back to the polling places, turning lights on, unpacking suitcases with ballots. You know, there's enough out there visual evidence that was not seen by January 6th.
Maybe. And we're going to continue to talk about it. Okay. We'll be back right after this with more. Yeah, you know what we're going to do? That's right. We're going to play this clip. And we're going to go with the first one. And as the first one, that has to do with what took place in Maui. Okay, Joe, did you know that in Maui, that was the headquarters of Space Command? Did you know that?
Yes, we did.
And did you know in Maui, too? Which clip do we have first? Okay. All right, we're going to go with some words from Dave Hodges right now. We'll be right back.
There's some things that really bother me about Maui. Let me deal in this particular broadcast with the national security implications, and I'm going to turn the page here. And I'm not alleging any funny business. I just want to say the day that this happened, this greatly assisted China. Maui is the eyes and ears of the nation. Let me just go through a few things here. The most sophisticated high-performance computers are in Maui, and they're geared and run a lot of our national defense through AI. Was that destroyed? We'll never know. They won't tell us. The Space Force is headquartered in Maui. The Space Force is really about the only advantage we have over China. Maybe the submarines, but the Space Force definitely. Was it damaged? We don't know. Maui space surveillance can track anything that moves on the planet, in the air, on the ground, and underwater. Was that damaged? We don't know. You have to assume some of this was damaged. There's also the Maui Space Surveillance man-made craft, outer space. Incoming asteroids. Do you think they would tell us if an asteroid was coming? They'd lock it down, make up a false flag reason, is my belief. And if this was damaged, then I would have to say, wow, we could be in real trouble. Our directed energy weapons are housed in Maui. Office of Deep Tracking Space. Again, that gets back to tracking asteroids. If Maui is negated, because if it's an eyes and ears capability, the West Coast is vulnerable to invasion. You would lack the intel you would need. Concern now? It's horrible what's happened to the people, the businesses, the loss of life, the trauma, the stress, the PTSD that's going to result. But equally as bad as the national security implications, we don't know how bad it's gotten. And there's something that's really disturbing to me about the Obama administration, their handling of this. Really disturbing. At minimum, it displays something we should all be concerned about. At maximum, it's reason for regime change. We'll talk about that in the next video. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you join us also over on the commonsenseshow.tv. Here we do the news and news analysis. There we do in-depth documentaries with a panel of experts helping you decipher what's going on.
All righty, we are back. And the number is, folks, 888. The phones aren't ringing. They got to be ringing. I'm looking on here, and I can see the three fellas sitting back there just looking at those phone lines, and they look so forlorn. They look so sad. They want those phones to ring. I want the phones to ring. And if you want to continue to hear from us, you want the phones to ring too. They got to ring at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We got to have some phones ringing. We're in a battle. We're in a war. And one of the things, too, Elaine, I wanted to say this. You know, what they're going to try to drop on us in November, it is absolutely in November. We have to stop, okay, with this so-called women's reproductive rights. This is right from hell. Correct. It is legislation from hell. Folks, we're going to tell you about it. Listen, you in Ohio, you're in a red state. They really pull a fast one on you. Many of you out there, you were confused and you voted thinking you were voting against abortion, you were voting for it. When you voted, and if you call yourself a Republican and you voted no on issue one, you're a rhino. Believe me, you're a rhino. Okay.
You voted with the Communist Party of Ohio. You voted with Black Lives Matter, and you voted with the ACLU.
Planned Predators, with every ungodly, unclean, creeping, crawling thing in the world. You voted with them, and you call yourself a Republican? Anyhow, folks.
So with this coming up in November, it's all about reproductive freedom, okay? And when you say those two words, that sounds like a very good thing, okay, reproductive freedom. However, it translates in actuality to child sex trafficking, prostitution, pedophilia, abortion until birth, and gender confusion. So they want to continue all of the horrible laws and regulations from California into the state of Ohio.
Is there any place in the Beatitudes where it says, blessed are the stupid?
Not really.
It's not there, is it?
No, Mike Davis calls people like that obedience idiots.
Okay. Well, if you go to Proverbs chapter 1, it talks about them and there, calls them simple-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, folks, again, listen, they pulled a fast one on you. We tried. We tried and we tried and we tried so hard to warn you about this. But you didn't listen. Now, in November, listen to me. I'm going to tell you something. If you don't stand up, if we don't stop this in November, God's judgment is going to come on this state. And this state really, really deserves it. I mean, it really deserves it. And we've got to stop it. You call yourself a Christian, then stand up and act like one for once. Stand up. Again, no place in the Beatitudes does it say, blessed are the stupid. You've got a chance to undo that big mistake we made here this month. All right, the phone lines are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And this coming Wednesday, I'm going to be on the Mike Fodor Show.
Wonderful.
And Mike's going to be on our show. He's on at 8 o'clock, and then he's going to be with me Wednesday right afterwards. He's going to be sitting in with us. So don't miss that, folks. We're going to have Mike Fodor in here, and we'll see what happens there. All right, yeah, Elaine.
Go ahead, Joe. I want to back up to that clip. Remember, I was looking at an article, Maureen Callahan. Where is our president? In the ashes of Maui, 96 are dead, 1,300 missing, and Biden says, no comment. He's on his beach lounger there on the...
He's going to Lake Tahoe for an entire week. Joe, he's only spent 360 days of vacation since he's been in office, over 360 days of vacation. So he's spent over a year of his term already on vacation. Did you know that?
Right. But that's not the point. We've got two major things happening. The Space Command headquarters, the direct energy weapons, all of this was there on Maui. He is at a beach in a lounge chair instead of command and control being advised of what's going on with our national security, our national defense, plus all these people are dying horrific deaths. There are 1,300 missing. There could be 1,300 more dead bodies. They've only been able to search 5% of the area of the fire. The dogs, it's so hot, the dogs' feet are burning. They can only work for a few minutes, the cadaver dogs. Here we have one of the greatest disasters we've had. And our president is sitting at the beach having a relaxing day. With all this happening, people are dying, and national security, national defense are all at stake, and he is AOL, absent without leave. This, on those two major fronts, is just horrendous. This man should be immediately impeached, removed from office. He has no business whatsoever being president of the United States. He just demonstrated that this weekend. That's my opinion. What do you say, Pastor?
Well, what's the worry? We got Kamala Harris there to take charge when Joe's on vacation, right?
Well, but you also have the governor and the local officials in Hawaii now still not doing their jobs. They pulled the fire department away. They canceled school. So most of the of the dead, they're going to find out are children, because the parents were at work. And there's a lot of horrendous evil going on there.
Well, nobody could hear the fire sirens, the emergency sirens. Nobody could hear them.
They didn't set them off. They said
there
was a mistake.
Well, that's why nobody could hear them.
Exactly.
Now, why do you think that was? I mean, in every other case, they've always gone off, where it's been storms or whatever. They've always gone off. But for some reason, they didn't go off. For some reason, Maui, right there where Space Command was. Does this sound like sabotage and treason to you?
Well, and the other piece to this is the elite want to take over the island. Basically, Oprah Winfrey has brought land there. Okay, Jeff Zuckerberg has bought land there. They want to take it over and make it an elite paradise for the elite, and to heck with all the people that live there.
They want to.
There's several articles I've got where people are speculating that a lot of this, the rich are waiting for the catastrophe to be over. They'll buy up property dirt cheap. The people don't have insurance. A lot of them are poor. Again, the price of land, rent, everything's gone up, and the outsiders will be able to come in and buy up and get rid of a lot of the, the original Hawaiians, get rid of them and buy them out and take over the island. So it's on several places on the Internet. Even Barack Obama's brother says that he's very suspicious because Obama's bought property in Hawaii. And he hasn't said much.
Well, Joe, I've been getting some information out of there from people that are there on the ground right there, and they're saying that all kinds of food, water, medical supplies, and everything was showing up, but it was being held up. It was being turned away by none other than our military, that the military was turning away all of this aid that was coming in.
The woke military.
Yeah, they've called and talked to you personally, or called into the ministry.
I got them right here in the clips.
Wow.
And so, all right, Big Tony in Ohio pledges 100. Thank you, Big Tony. And folks, 888, we got to hear from you. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. You have an article there.
Yeah, I do. Yesterday, Ron Johnson, he's a Republican from Wisconsin, was on Fox News, and he talked about how COVID was pre-planned to set us up for various stages of loss of freedom. The government working with the social media to amplify laws and suppress truth. Why couldn't the American people know other alternatives to treat COVID? He also talked about the fact that this is all pre-planned by an elite group of people. Event 201 occurred in late 2019. That was a trial run at Johns Hopkins, who is in the thick of all of this. And the Economic World Forum, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And he says it needs to be exposed. But unfortunately, there are very few people, even in Congress, are willing to take a look at this. Of course not. When all COVID started, they exempted themselves and most of the government agencies to any mandates or any vaccinations or shots or anything. He said basically that he knows doctors that he's been dealing with, talking for years. They believe that probably hundreds of thousands of Americans lost their lives because they were denied early treatment. Because they sabotaged ivermectin, told you were now a cow, not a horse. This was supposed to be horse medicine. But bottom line is, ivermectin saved a lot of lives. And so hats off to the medical professionals out there who disregarded the government mandates and figured out a way to get their clients and their patients the ivermectin. He said we're going down a very dangerous path. And this path that's being laid out and planned by an elite group of people that want to take total control over our lives. And that's what's going on bit by bit. So you cannot just sit home. You have to take some active action locally and regionally and in your state.
Well, we're going to be talking about that because you're one of those people that took some local action. And another one is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And at the second hour, we're going to take a look at what happened with her. Meanwhile, John in Parma pledged, another John in Parma pledges 100. Thank you, John.
Well, the CDC came out today. There was an article out today that they finally acknowledged that they did not have the authority to tell doctors not to use ivermectin or any other drug. Once the drugs had been prescribed for use, it's up to the physician to determine how, when, where to use them. And they finally came out and admitted they did not have the authority to tell doctors in hospitals they could not use the drug.
All right, very good.
You notice it didn't make any headlines, did it?
No, and if you notice the way the wording is, they really didn't admit that they did anything wrong.
Right.
All right, and so the bottom line is it's an approved medication. Doctors have been prescribing meds off labels for years. And again, the hospitals were in lockstep because the government held out threats and monies if they didn't.
And Big Pharma. Big
Correct.
Pharma owned them. In other words,
Correct.
Big Pharma said, this is what you're going to do. Okay.
So it goes way beyond that.
Had every right to do it, except the hospital wouldn't let him. The pharmacies wouldn't fulfill the prescriptions. And the press made it sound like if you do it, it was the end of the world. Right. Other than that, it was okay, folks.
So what was the results in that? If you take a look at the trust in the medical association, it plummeted.
There's none.
Trust.
Anybody
trust the AMA anymore?
They don't trust the AMA at all. They've lost all credibility, haven't they?
Yeah, they've lost their... basically, their interaction with their physicians is not good because I get calls every single day about help me find another doctor in my area because my doctor will not do this, my doctor will not do that. And so if you're over the age of 55, basically they feel that you've lived your life and that you're really not entitled to any further health saving treatment and protocols. Basically.
Teresa North Olmsted pledges 25-888-281-1110. Folks, you know, tonight we have about 1 hour left, and we're way, way, way short of what we need. Again, that's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. All right.
I want to remind everybody that your donations pay the bills. No one in this ministry takes any salary, any money at all. Never have, never will. Your donations pay the radio airtime and the bills. And we don't advertise, we don't sell things. And it's a true partnership between you, the listeners, and those of us in the ministry. We're doing the work for the Lord. We're not doing it for money, for prestige. We don't get paid. Your donations pay the bills. So if you want to hear from us, we have to have the station pay for itself. We can't print money like the government. And your donations pay the radio station bill where you're listening from.
Well, and keep in mind that they're taking away all modes of communication to narrow your isolation so you really cannot stay in touch with what's going on. So fortunately, you know, we have Pastor here and Joe, and they're on how many days a week?
Six All days right, a week.
To basically let us know, you know, what's going on so that we can stay in touch. And I consider this radio ministry part of the family. And this is a mode of communication for me. There may be narrow communication elsewhere, but I know that if I tune in, I'm going to hear the truth.
Have you ever, ever heard us compromise one time?
No.
In 50 years, we've never compromised, never stood down. We've never. And folks, we're out here trying to tell you, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard from people that said, had not they heard the program and had not they got the newsletter, they would have gotten a poisonous poke. Time after time and after time, we've heard. And many of them said, well, they got the first one, but they didn't get the follow-ups because they heard the program. And after they heard us, not only that, but so many of them would have voted the wrong way. Unfortunately, we didn't. We tried with everything we had to get the message out for issue one. But so many people would have voted the other way had they not listened to the radio program.
Well, that, and you got to consider we're still on the Dominion machines, too.
Yeah.
So you got that factor
that other,
to factor in.
Company, the other Chinese company that has the machines, voting machines. We did that story. But there's, when you were talking about the vaccine and all this, the headlines, Wayne Allen Root, World News Daily, he's talking about some of the vaccine nightmare stories. He said everyone needs to know. And he's talking about we've had, if you look through the headlines, high-profile Americans dying suddenly, suffering heart attack, stroke, celebrities, athletes, entertainers, CEOs, and the media, silence, crickets. And the one thing they all had in common, the dead, the crippled, the disabled, the ill, they were vaccinated.
And the deaths are going to continue because as you took one, two, or three, or even four, and some people went back to, for a booster, you know, that died suddenly is going to basically continue.
Yeah. He's running an article about 65 friends and acquaintances have died or suffered because of the vax. But he quotes two things. A friend of his sister, he didn't give her name, but calls her Jane. She was super healthy, let's put it that way. It goes into great detail. But her doctor pressured her to take the vax. She finally gave in. One jab, no second, no third. It ruined her life. Within 4 hours, she felt extreme nerve pain, pain like she'd never felt in her life. Then came heart palpitations, muscle twitching, muscle weakness, shortness of breath, fatigue, fog, brain fog. She couldn't focus. Then she got blurred vision, sensitivity to light and sound, dry eyes, dry mouth, dizziness, ringing in the ears, hair loss, fell out, severe heartburn, circulation problems. Her feet turned purple. She couldn't walk hardly. Internal tremors and pain where she couldn't sleep. Menstrual problems. She finally hemorrhaged so severely that she was hospitalized, had to have several surgeries. After being released, she started having a new problem, heart beating so fast that I was going to explode. It went from 60 beats a minute to 165, and her heart condition is so serious she could die at any time. This is her new normal. She's joined a Facebook group for COVID-19 vax victims. There are up to 5,000 members with similar stories.
Joe, I remember talking to a woman who was a very, very good friend of mine, and this was before, this is when we started breaking, and she was telling me, well, you know, I don't understand. She said, my doctor would tell me to take that. I've always trusted my doctor. And I said, don't trust your doctor. Listen to what I'm telling you, okay, about these COVID shots. Well, then what she said, she went and she got the first shot. My next conversation with her, she was crying. She was crying. She was having all kinds of problems. She was very sick, and she said, "I'll never trust my doctor again." Okay,
yeah.
And she said she's gonna have to get a new doctor now.
Well, keep in mind we're going into the fall, so you know what they're pushing. All right, all these shots.
That's true.
And there is no safe vaccine. They're putting mRNA in the vaccines for people, and they're also starting to put it in the shots. The viral vaccines for dogs and cats.
Remember,
and so
mRNA
bottom line is your animals do not need these shots either.
Yeah. Anything with the mRNA is not a vaccine. It is something different.
It's a bioweapon. It is a bioweapon, according to the fellow that made it.
It's by patent.
Remember,
it's listed
CDC's,
as a bioweapon.
Yeah.
Yep. The CDC's own report, there are over 117,000 excess deaths among our children since the vax. That's more dead children in 2 years than...
Yeah, but Joe, haven't you been listening to the media? Look, the mainstream media tells you as long as it's planned, it's okay. See, as long as these deaths are planned, and then they should be accepted. So,
well, the COVID-19...
The soldiers that died in Vietnam, and I remember all of those deaths. This is horrible, folks.
The COVID-19 virus patent is owned by the University of Chapel Hill in North Carolina.
I know.
There you go. Folks, we've got less than an hour. We've got to hear from you. We really do. You won't be hearing from us. 888-281-3811. 1110. Again, the lines have not been ringing lately. They got to ring. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We were talking about the election, the corruption report. Now, Joe, we covered this several years ago. We covered this in the 2020, prior to the 2020 election. Engineers discover nationwide cellular network connects election equipment and gives federal government access to election systems at precinct. This has been happening for a while. We talked about this.
This is not news. New news. It's old news.
Yeah, this is by Joe Hoft and David and Aaron Clements. A growing majority of Americans know the 2020 election was fraudulent. Many analysts who have been studying election integrity have concluded that there had been a two-way connection between local election electronics, electronic poll pads or tabulators, election management systems, and voter databases, and a centralized data collection system responsible for monitoring and manipulating the election. Just like President Trump, the legitimate president of this United States of America, just like President Trump, our legitimate president, has said. And fingers have rightly been pointed at an all-exclusive election management software, the Albert Sensor System, and the Scatlin Edison, and the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing Analysis Center. This insidious collaboration between the Department of Homeland Security, the Election Assistance Commission, the leftist globalists, funding foreign companies and their private partners allowed the real-time monitoring of all election data, and more important, the ability to change the results. That's exactly like that's exactly what happened. Okay.
Yeah. And so, and then on top of that, last week we did that story of Conic, the Chinese company, and all the information they had on all the poll workers, election workers all across the nation went directly to China. The source, everything was a universe or a Chinese Communist Center there in China. I'm trying to remember the exact location, but everything they had went right to China. All this information on all those Americans and all the voting, everything, Social Security numbers, addresses, all kinds of things. And they had total control over it.
Yep. And guess who their top number one agent in America is? A fellow named Obama Biden. That's exactly what we've been telling you. He has been selling us to China since he's been in office. All right, folks. Stanley in Ohio pledges $144. Thank you, Stanley. 888-281. Folks, we got to hear from you. We're coming up to a break. 888, call during the break, 281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. We got to hear from you. And when we come back from the break, we're going to tell you what's happening with the Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and our own Elaine Connolly here. So we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. Don't go away. We need to hear from you now.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like,
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up, I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.